At this time, we do the Dial-A-Doc program. Dial-A-Doc is brought to you by and sponsored by FHN. Today, we're going to be talking about audiology at FHN. And the audiologist at FHN is Dr. Annalisa Hartman is with us here. Hey, Dr. Hartman, good morning. Hello to you.
Good morning. Thank you so much for having me.
It's great to talk to you again. And why don't you set the table for us? What is your role at FHN?
So I am a clinical audiologist, which basically by definition is the diagnosis and rehabilitation of both hearing and balance disorders. So anyone with problems with either of those things would find their way to me, and we would determine what the issue was and then a treatment plan.
Doc, what is all included in the practice of audiology?
So practicing audiology involves treating the person as a whole person and not just hearing or balance, those are the main things that I focus on. Hearing is a communication issue determining that can manage many of your interactions in life. And balance, as we all know, is integral to moving through your life in a way that is both comfortable, safe, and expedient. So problems with those, we want to ameliorate to get people back into their lives.
What types of conditions can lead to actual hearing problems, Doc?
So the big three with hearing are going to be increasing age, our genetics. If our parents have some loss, we most likely will as well, and our noise exposure. But other lesser known factors can be our overall health conditions. So, for example, people with diabetes are more likely to have hearing loss in the general population and are more at risk for more severe hearing loss in the general population.
We're talking to Dr. Annalisa Hartman. She is the audiologist at FHN on the FHN Dial-A-Doc program. Doc, I know that you work with adults. Do you work with children as well?
I absolutely do. My patient population is birth all the way up. I believe my oldest patient is way past 100 right now. But, you know, one of the things that I do with the little munchkins is if there is a failure of a neonatal hearing screening in the hospital, they get to see me to make sure that everything is okay.
What types of issues do you treat most often now? What do you see on an almost daily basis?
Dizziness. Dizziness, first and foremost, people who are dizzy typically are the most uncomfortable and concerned patient population that I deal with. Dizziness is one of the most prevalent conditions in older adults that can lead to a drastic change in quality of life.
And so is that what I hear of as vertigo?
It is one presentation of it. The overall umbrella of equilibrium and or balance disorders, and then underneath that you have vertigo, which is the sensation of spinning. You have lightheadedness, and then, of course, dizziness, where people are much less precise term, but when we can't really dial in and figure out what's going on.
Now, when you deal with kids, I guess the issue is for parents out there thinking that their child may have a hearing problem, it may be just a listening problem that they're not listening, right? I mean, how do parents decide, and how could they test their children to see whether or not there maybe is an issue that they've got to see you?
Well, I think the first and foremost part that I would emphasize is that if parents are concerned, I'm concerned, and that would want me to initiate scheduling a formal evaluation for them. According to the AAP and American Academy of Audiology, parent concern for hearing loss is the number one reason for initiating that evaluation. Parents know their kids best. If they have a concern, I want to check that out formally.
And then what kind of tests would you perform on kids?
So depending on the age, kids who are basically 3, 4, those preschool years on up, we can do behavioral evaluations in combination with tests that don't require their participation. Those populations that are under 3, we use behavioral conditioning as well as a test called distortion product otoacoustic emissions that evaluates the function of the cochlea without having to engage the child other than to keep them still and quiet for 30 seconds.
Doc, what about any new products out there that that you can talk to folks about for people who do have hearing issues? What are you seeing out there on the market?
So I think one of the things that's prevalent on most people's mind right now is over-the-counter instruments and how do they factor into making a good decision for your hearing health care. And they absolutely can. FHN is offering an over-the-counter product. Whether you choose to have an evaluation with me first or if you just want to buy it, it is a product that I've reviewed and I feel extremely comfortable presenting to patients. It's called the Jabra. Other new products out there, Resound did come out with a new instrument that is audiologist fit that is very exciting in terms of addressing one of the foremost patient concerns of hearing in noise, understanding speech in the presence of background noise. So I would say those are probably the two most exciting things out there right now.
And so what you're talking about is you're talking about the newly approved, the ability to sell hearing aids over the counter without a prescription?
Yes. Isn't that exciting that someone can address their needs without having to engage somebody else? I think it is an amazing option for people who have mild-ish losses, who basically need cheaters. We all are really comfortable going to, you know, the pharmacy and, you know, trying on a couple of pairs of cheater glasses until we're ready to, you know, really dive in and get that those bifocals. And this, I feel like, is a really good bridge for those that patient population who just isn't quite ready for a formal product that requires me to be involved.
And finally, tell us how what you advise people now to protect your hearing, because it is such an important sense.
So any situation that you are in that a person who is standing 3 feet away cannot hear you without raising your voice, that is a really good rule of thumb for needing to protect your hearing. Another way of protecting your hearing is looking at all of the apps that we have out right now. There are some wonderful sound level meters, informal ones that you can download to your phone that can evaluate how much noise is in your environment. I use one quite often whenever I go to live music events so I can determine whether or not I'm in a situation that puts me at risk for loss.
And finally, Doc, how can people make an appointment to visit with you, either for themselves or one of their loved ones?
So we have two super simple ways. You can either call our office, which is 815-599-7610, or you can make an appointment at fhn.org.
All right, Doc. Great to talk to you again. Great information. Always appreciate it. We'll talk again soon, all right?
Great. Thank you so much.
That's FHN audiologist Dr. Annalisa Hartman. And that is Dial-A-Doc.